holiday warm fuzzies we get from gathering with loved ones or lending a hand can last all year long when you choose joy and help empower struggling families in the U.S. and around the world this season. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Everybody, I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Curtis Birch. Curtis is the digital and audio content manager for the University of Kentucky Sports Network, the UK Sports Network. We discussed the Kentucky game against Louisville, also head coach Mark Stoops, Kentucky's current ranking in the college football playoffs, and so much more. Curtis is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Check every gift off your pet's list with Chewy. Spoil them with sweaters, toys, and more. Chewy has everything you need to celebrate with your pets, delivered. Save 40% on your first auto ship order up to $20. Visit Chewy.com today.
Levis will throw on first down, rolls the pocket, has a receiver open, hits him at midfield, stays in bounds. That's a dynamic Wandale Robinson, the transfer from Nebraska, and he could set all kinds of Kentucky receiving records. But Levis to keep it himself, goes over defender, picks up 7 yards. That was first drive of the game. Levis, design draw, inside the 20, to the 10, he'll score.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio was courtesy of ESPN2, and that was quarterback for Kentucky, Will Levis, scoring a touchdown as the Kentucky Wildcats beat the Louisville Cardinals on November the 27th of 2021. To talk more about this game and also Kentucky's current ranking in the college football playoff rankings, we want to welcome someone who is the co-host of the Locked On Kentucky podcast and also a manager for the University of Kentucky Sports Network dealing in digital and audio content, Curtis Birch. Curtis, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So, Curtis, give me your takeaways from Kentucky's victory over Louisville.
It was impressive on so many different fronts. I mean, starting off, obviously, the offense was eye-popping, but I think one thing that I think a lot of people were surprised by the Kentucky defense. They've had some struggles in weeks past. Louisville's offense had really been humming along and just really beat up on their last few opponents. But Kentucky came in and did a lot of good things. They slowed Louisville down and were able to kind of get enough stops to where their offense could take over and deliver a couple knockout blows. And I mean, when you score 7 rushing touchdowns, you're normally in a pretty good spot for a game. So just a lot of dynamic players and plays across the field. I mean, Will Levis, with all of his, what he did in that game was unbelievably impressive. Tying the school record for most rushing touchdowns in a game from a guy, you know, who has shown the ability to run but isn't your traditional running quarterback, showed that he was ready to take opportunities and, you know, big pats on the back go to both coordinators as well for having great game plans. Because I know Liam Cohen probably saw something from a rushing standpoint from the quarterback position, and they were able to get in the end zone 4 times with Levis.
We're definitely going to get more into Will Levis in a little bit, but I want to stay just, you mentioned one of the key elements of the running game, Curtis, and that was the running game. Chris Rodriguez, what a game he had in this game against Louisville. He had 16 carries for 121 yards, and he had a touchdown. I know Chris has overall had a fantastic year this year. Give me your thoughts on Chris's performance in this game against the Cardinals and his 2021 season?
He just had a great year. The only, you know, knock against him is he's had a little problem with fumbling the ball. Obviously, that wasn't an issue against Louisville. But other than that, he's been a running back everybody thought he was going to be coming into this season. He had so many expectations on his shoulders, and I think he's lived up to most of them. He's been impressive. He's been a guy that's been the foundation of the running game. When you watch him run, he just runs so hard and always fights for those extra yards. I think he had a stat. He had a long stretch in his career where he didn't go backwards. He never had a rush for loss. He got caught a couple times in the backfield this year where I think he'd become the opposing defenses, and they were trying to do some more dynamic and interesting things and left him in a bad spot. So that streak didn't continue, but I think that kind of shows a testament of his desire to never go down without at least taking one tackler with him. That's what his goal, when you talk to him, he said it multiple times, is when he's running, he doesn't want it just to be one person to make the tackle on him. He wants to make sure that it's at least two guys bringing him down, and he's accomplished that quite a few times this season. And he had a great game against Louisville, and we've just kind of come to expect that when you've seen him through his career.
Yeah, indeed. Excuse me, indeed. I mean, Chris has been phenomenal this year, and it's taken a lot to get him down, and teams were very unsuccessful this year in doing that. And another impact player I want to talk about is on the receiving side, Wandell Robinson. Man, what an interesting story that this gentleman has had. Being kind of, for those that may not be familiar with his story, Curtis, can you tell the listeners out there just the story about Wandell and how he made it to Kentucky?
Yeah, so Wandell was from Frankfort, which is 45 minutes up the road from Lexington. And he originally committed to UK, had a change of heart, ended up at Nebraska for a few seasons. But then during last year after COVID and his mom had some illness, he decided he wanted to transfer home. So he came back to UK, and that move coincided with Liam Cohen coming in as the offensive coordinator, and those two guys have just been a match made in heaven. Of course, Liam Cohen's the L.A. Rams in their offensive staff room, and if you know anything about the Rams, they kind of specialize in using slightly undersized guys with a ton of speed and versatility, and that's something that Wandell really has in droves. He's a guy that at Nebraska was used as a running back quite often, something that he didn't love. He didn't get a ton of handoffs this year. That was probably another reason why he ultimately wanted to come to Kentucky. And as a receiver, I talked about Chris Rodriguez living up to expectations. I think Wandell surpassed every expectation you would have had for him. He broke the single-season UK record for receptions. I think he's at 94 now. And with the bowl game coming up, he has a great chance of getting over 100. So, I mean, if you're catching 100 passes in a season, it means you had an amazing season. And he's just a great player. Anytime he's in a one-on-one with a defender, you just know he's going to get past him. He's that guy that you talk about, you can't tackle him in a phone booth. He's so dynamic, so fun to watch. He's just been enjoying this year. He talked a lot about being closer to family, having his dad, mom, little sister, being able to come to games and see him more often. And just anytime you see him, he has a smile on his face. And anytime he's...
Yeah, definitely. He's put smiles on a lot of people's faces during this year, especially in Lexington. In this game against Louisville, he had 9 catches for 97 yards, but overall he's just had a phenomenal 2021 campaign. I want to ask you, Curtis, what do you think, do you see Wandell possibly being up for the Biletnikoff Award for the top receiver in the nation?
I don't know. I haven't paid close attention to that watch list, but I just know he's been one of the most dynamic wide receivers we've seen come through Lexington in quite a long time. I mean, the numbers he's putting up and the comparisons you hear from guys who have covered this team for a long time are going back to a guy named Randall Cobb, who obviously is now a pro, and the other one is Lynn Bowden. But you know, the kind of crazy thing about those two guys is they kind of switched back and forth from wide receiver to quarterback during their careers at UK. Wandell has come in as just a wide receiver. and just been so dynamic and so fun to watch. So I hadn't checked around the country to see all the other dynamic wide receivers as much as I need to, but I know that he's had one of the best, if not maybe the best, wide receiving season in UK history.
All right, and we talked about him earlier at the quarterback position, Will Levis. This is Will's first year as the starting quarterback for the Kentucky Wildcats. He spent three seasons with the Nittany Lions at Penn State and State College, and again, he was backing up. He was the backup for Sean Clifford for his period of time at Penn State. He transfers to the University of Kentucky. He winds up getting an undergrad degree in finance from Penn State, and now this is his first year at the helm as the quarterback of Kentucky. Now, with his time as a Wildcat quarterback in this game, he only completed 14 out of 18 passes for 149 yards. But, man, he had four rushing touchdowns in this game against Louisville. Give me your thoughts on Will's performance in this game against the Cardinals and his 2021 season overall.
I mean, he's dynamic. He was kind of used as the run first quarterback at Penn State, I think, much in a similar path, I believe, from Wandale. Wandale was used as a running back probably more than he liked. Will wanted to show that he could be a traditional style quarterback, but it wasn't that he necessarily wanted to get away from the run game. He just wanted to show off his arm a little bit more. And coming in with Liam Cohen, they were also a great match. I mean, the only knock against him you see this season, kind of similar to Chris, is he did turn it over, probably more than you would like. But that's kind of what you get when you have a guy that's so dynamic and has such a great arm. He's going to try to fit it into some spaces that has some tight windows. And when you're playing good competition in the SEC, every once in a while they're going to get picked off. But his QB run game has been really amazing and was the key to victory over Louisville. Them hurdling that guy is probably one of those all-time scenes you're going to see over and over again in highlight reels through the year. So he's a dynamic athlete. It's kind of crazy. You go to like practice afterwards, quarterbacks are out there getting some extra work in conditioning-wise and running some sprints on the field. And he's faster than every other quarterback by quite a bit. And it's not like he's necessarily going up against some slouches. I mean, the freshman quarterback on this year's team, Ty Sheeran, is a great athlete, was a great basketball player. So it's not like he's going up against a bunch of slow guys, but he just has that next level gear. And from a personality standpoint, he's been so fun to watch. Most people, if you're a big fan of college football, probably saw him going viral near the beginning of the year where he ate the whole banana, deal and all. He, even though it is just his first year in the program, he completely embraced the Kentucky-Louisville rivalry and made it his own and celebrated like he'd been a part of this team, you know, for 4 or 5 years. So he's just been a great fit on the field and off the field.
Wow. I want to stay with Will again. I know he's currently pursuing a master's degree. What's the status on his eligibility? Is he going to come back to be the Wildcat quarterback next year, or is his eligibility up?
He's got another year. He'll have that COVID year, and so he'll be. It's the finance degree that he's getting, I believe, is in the MBA. I mean, so he's still got some classes to come back for next year if he wants to. He was asked about that recently, and he said that he's going to look into the options after the bowl game. He's not made a final decision yet. So that's still to be determined, but he has the option to come back.
We mentioned earlier, Curtis, that he spent time in state college. He was the backup quarterback at Penn State. Did he have to make any adjustments going from the Big Ten to SEC in terms of his quarterback play?
I don't know if he didn't really talk about a ton of adjustments. I mean, I think everybody had to make adjustments from a crowd point because last year obviously had COVID, and now he's coming played in big games when he was at Penn State, but they weren't the full big games, if that makes sense. So just kind of getting that under his belt a little bit. You know, those SEC speed is is true, so he had to deal with that. That may have kind of shown into some of his early interceptions when he was going up against some guys being quicker than maybe he was used to. But, I mean, Penn State's a big-time football program. They play great opponents every year. So I don't think there was necessarily a ton of transition for him. You know, outside of just getting used to the city like anybody who comes to a new town. And he's, you know, had a great time in the city. I think that, he really enjoys it here from everything he says. And it's not like he was coming, you know, at one of the transfer ups where you're coming from a lower level and then trying to make an impact in the SEC. He came from a comfortable standpoint. So outside of just the normal adjustments and transferring programs, I don't think there was a ton different in his play.
Okay, well, you know, the SEC, the conference, is full of very talented quarterbacks. We have Matt Corral at Ole Miss. There's Bryce Young at Alabama. You can put Stetson Bennett in there from Georgia. Also, there's Max Johnson at LSU. You also have Bo Nix at Auburn. And then you also have Calzada, who's over at Texas A&M, and K.J. Jefferson at Arkansas. Where will you put Will at in terms of the quarterbacks in the SEC?
I mean, ranking those things, the guys do kind of different things. I don't know. I mean, when I saw Mississippi State quarterback, he was unbelievably dynamic. The UT guy, Hooker, has been playing great so lately. So there's so much great quarterback play. But for the way they were using Will Levis, I don't know if you would trade him for many guys across the country. He and Liam Cohen fit so well together. And, you know, that him being able to run brings such a different element to the offense, and they really started to lean into it as the season went on. So I just know that Kentucky has a really great quarterback.
All right, fair enough. And speaking of Kentucky having a great quarterback, Kentucky has had a pretty good coach for quite a while, and his name is Mark Stoops, coming from a great winning tradition. Again, he's been with the Wildcats program since 2013. Things really turned around for him in 2016 with an overall record of 7-6, losing the Tax Slayer Bowl, and then in 2017 had another 7-6 year, losing the Music City Bowl, and in 2018 a 10-3 record, winning the Citrus Bowl. 2019 finishing at 8-5, winning the Belk Bowl, and then in the COVID year last year they finished at 5-6 and winning the Gator Bowl. This year 9-3 record, much improved from the COVID year of last year and certainly from the 2019 season. What would you take away from Mark's 2021 season?
I think that there was some worry last year, as you mentioned, finishing below 500, but that was reminding people the COVID season, it was only SEC play, so you're only playing in conference, and then they get the bowl win to kind of prove what they were to wrap up that season. And so I think that this year showed that 2 years ago wasn't just a fluke. Well, 3 years ago now with that Josh Allen team that won the Citrus Bowl against Penn State, because they kind of had a weird run. So they had their great year where they won 10 games, won the Citrus Bowl. Then they had a unfortunate season with a lot of injuries at quarterback. I mentioned Lynn Bowden earlier. The wide receiver had to shift back into the backfield and be quarterback for a part of this. They won that Belk Bowl, like you said, and got 8 wins. And then it was COVID. Things, you know, a lot of players were down, and it was a tough season for so many guys. And so there's some questions of, like, was that 10-win season, you know, was that just a high point, or is that something we're going to be able to get back to? And this year they're back to right where they were with that same 9-3 regular season. So I think this year was kind of a show that this Mark Stoops era at Kentucky has been built on a solid foundation. It wasn't kind of just a one-year wonder, which some people had kind of thought was possible, and he proved that thought process was wrong, and he built a strong foundation for this team, and they showed out really well this year.
Indeed, they did show up well. It was a big improvement from Coach Stoops, and I want to stay with Mark, for a moment. This head coaching carousel has been so interesting so far during this, as of late, we've seen Lincoln Riley make the switch from Norman, Oklahoma, to go to Los Angeles to become the head coach at USC. We've seen Brian Kelly go from South Bend, Indiana, to go down to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to be the head coach at LSU. For the moment, his brother, Bob Stoops, is the interim head coach at Oklahoma. Is Mark interested in maybe going after the Oklahoma job, or is he comfortable right now being in – is he comfortable for the time being in Lexington?
Well, a couple of days ago, he agreed to a contract extension that will keep him here through the 2027 season. So I think he's going to be around in Lexington for a long time. He and Mitch Barnhart have been working through it before the – they've agreed to this new contract. I think that he's here in Lexington to stay, and he's talked about on his most recent coaches show how he is committed to Kentucky, and, you know, he's been telling it to all the recruits he talks to. He's, like I said, he's built something here that wasn't here for a long time. Kentucky football had some success under Rich Brooks. They didn't have any 10-win seasons like they've had. But before that, I mean, there's been some peaks, but there's been more valleys. And he's got a chance to become the Kentucky football's all-time winning coach with a few more victories. So I think he wants to see Kentucky football reach its full potential, and I don't think he believes that it's there yet. So I think he's here to stay.
All right, fair enough. And, of course, congratulations to Coach Stoops on continuing the success to try to build on a Kentucky football program in Lexington. I want to move along now to Kentucky's current ranking in the college football playoffs. Currently, they are ranked number 23. Are you satisfied, Curtis, with Kentucky being ranked 23 in the college football playoff rankings?
I mean, those rankings are so tough. Being ranked is just a great position to be in for so many teams, and I think Kentucky's one of them. You kind of would wish, in theory, to be right ahead, maybe flip-flop spots with Arkansas from just a bowl standpoint, so then you would know you're at the top of the pecking order to get that first non-New Year's six, that group of six bowl games that they talk about. But I think it's pretty fair overall. I mean, being the second-best team in the SEC East, when you look at the rankings and you look at the teams ahead of them, there's some heavy hitters and some impressive records. So, I mean, those rankings are really tough to be in. And Kentucky went through a three-game losing streak this season. So just to be able to climb back into those rankings, I think, is an accomplishment after having – a couple tough weeks.
All right, fair enough. And you heard it from him. He is Curtis Birch. He is the co-host of the Locked On Kentucky podcast and a manager for the University of Kentucky Sports Network, dealing with digital and audio content. Again, Curtis, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Just tell everybody what you do at Locked On Kentucky and also with the UK Sports Network.
Yeah, so I'm now focusing on the UK Sports Network, and I just manage the network overall, help with the TV and radio partners, and then manage all the social media, so it's pretty easy to remember. Network on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and we just try to, you know, serve the Big Blue Nation out there, share as much stuff as we can, you know, share stuff from inside our radio booth, highlights from the game, player interviews, and all that stuff. So those are my main responsibilities.
Awesome. And again, before we let you go, I have a couple of more questions that I have to ask you. I want to start off with just – I always ask this question when I have – when I'm dealing – interviewing people from the college football realm. You know, there's some great – not just great SEC cities, but there's some great college football towns. There's Baton Rouge – there's Gainesville, Florida. There's Columbus, Ohio. There's East Lansing, Michigan. There's Ann Arbor, Michigan. You also have State College, Pennsylvania. You can also put Eugene, Oregon in the mix as well. But in your opinion, Curtis, what makes Lexington, Kentucky such a unique college football town?
Yeah, I mean, this is a you know, you're talking about Will's transition, and I was kind of focusing off the field a little bit. I think that what's interesting about Lexington is it's a hybrid between a city and a college town, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Because, like, Auburn, Alabama is a college town. Tuscaloosa, Alabama is a college town. Like, that's kind of what the city's all about. Lexington, for them, is that's a big part of the city. One of the biggest parts is the University of Kentucky. But there's also a ton of other stuff going on. It is a city of itself. It has a great downtown scene. I'll just kind of use Will as an example again. That was one of his big things that he liked about coming to Lexington. You know, the restaurants, and when you're in a city of this size, had a lot more options than when he was up at Penn State. So those kind of things. And I think that's kind of that dynamic, that in-between state is kind of a tweener city almost, but that has so many advantages because you're not in the biggest city in the world, but you're not in a small, small college town, so you kind of get the best of both worlds, in my opinion.
Awesome, awesome to hear. Now, you know, another part of the college football experience is the tailgating. What types of food can we find at a University of Kentucky a football tailgate?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people love to make it such a big event. There's a lot of the normal tailgating fare, trying to have the burgers, hot dogs, all those other things. But for some rivalry games against the Florida Gators, people will cook an alligator. I think that's pretty common across the SEC. Regionally, some of the dishes that I guess are famous are the burgoo, which is kind of like a stew that Kentucky is famous for. And then, of course, tailgating-wise in Kentucky, there's going to be bourbon. So those are the key pairings when you're around is that kind of local things that we have in town, and a bourbon from Kentucky, so people have it at their tailgate.
Can't go wrong with a little spirits, I tell you that, when you're in the bluegrass state of Kentucky. I want to ask you just about the culture of sports in the pertaining to the University of Kentucky. We know Kentucky traditionally is a basketball state. It's always been a basketball powerhouse. But since Mark Stoops has been the head coach at Kentucky, do you think Kentucky is kind of balanced in embracing, not only continue to embracing basketball, but also embracing more football, or is it still predominantly a basketball state?
No, I think that football is really coming to its own across the state, not just at the collegiate level, but at the high school level. The Commonwealth, and from a university standpoint, from an athletic department standpoint, all you got to look at is the facility upgrades. Having the new training facility, the upgrade to Kroger Field, and it sounds like there's going to be more upgrades coming for the football team in some facilities and indoor facilities. So I think that there's been great growth in football, and there's not been necessarily that's not caused any kind of fall off in basketball love. But I think that Kentucky fans have fully embraced football. There was great celebration when Coach Duke got that extension, and everybody knew that he was going to be around. Everybody gets worried during the coaching carousel. I mean, when, you know, Oklahoma and Notre Dame are losing their coaches at every college football program that wants to keep their coach is kind of shaking in their boots a little bit. But when you had the buy-in from the administration and the buy-in from the fans, I mean, multiple sellouts in a big stadium here at Kroger Field. The atmosphere is amazing for those big SEC games. And to your question about, you know, how much have they bought in, I think one of the great signs is when you're on the road and you're constantly seeing a lot of Kentucky fans last week in that Louisville game. Granted, it's in state, so it's not super far for some, but there was just a lot of blue. And by the end of the night, it was all Kentucky fans because the Louisville fans had left when the game was well in hand. So I think there's been so much buy-in from football for football from these UK fans. They've really enjoyed it. They've enjoyed this season so much with new offensive coordinator Liam Cohen and Will Levis. And Wandell Robinson and all the great defensive players, Josh Pascal, who has put up phenomenal numbers and just phenomenal stories across the board for UK football. But, I mean, people who love UK athletics love all sports. There's kind of a there is a championship culture. The Kentucky volleyball team won a national championship last season. They're going back to the NCAA tournament with a top eight seed. I think UK men's soccer was a top eight seed as well. No, they were a number nine seed in the NCAA tournament, so they're a top 10 program. You know, it's just across the board. UK women are in the top 25, the women's basketball team. So if you're a UK fan, you're a UK fan of all sports.
All right, and I just kind of want to get back to the tailgate thing for a moment. You mentioned a dish that's unique to the state of Kentucky, and that's burgoo. Can you explain to the listeners what are the ingredients in a burgoo?
I can try, but to be honest, it's meat, and then it has vegetables. And the thing about it is that makes it unique is it's individual to whoever wants to make it. The often joke is that some people special ingredient is squirrel. So it's kind of just one of those things that I think a lot of people maybe in like the eastern part of the state a lot of times grew up on. It's kind of an inexpensive stew. So basically it's almost just throwing in whatever you got. Traditional recipes I think have a couple different types of meat. Be it roast or, pork shoulder, whatever you got, some chicken, and then it's just your traditional stew vegetables, peppers, onions, carrots, celery, et cetera, and then put some potatoes in it, and then you just kind of cook it up. And it's just, it's kind of to your own taste, so that's the cool thing about it. It's a steak in its own sense, but it's also going to be unique depending on who you get it from.
All right, very interesting right there. And then I want to ask you this before I let you go. What is more likely to draw more fans, Kentucky basketball, Kentucky football, or the Kentucky Derby?
Well, that's an unfair one because it's always the Derby. I mean, they can get well over 100,000 people. I guess in theory, if you do it just through a whole season, it'll be tight. It probably would be basketball because you're looking at, 15,000 to 20,000 people per home game, and you got about 20 of those. Football's getting up there 50,000 to 60,000. They only have 7 or 8 home games, but for a one-time event, it's always the Derby. I mean, that's an international event. And so, there's well over 100,000 people that make it up to Louisville for that experience.
All right, and you heard it from him. He is Curtis Birch. And Curtis, again, tell everybody where they can find you on social media as well as UK Sports Network and any other websites that you want to let the listeners know about, let them know that as well.
Yeah, I'm at Curtis Birch, B-U-R-C-H, on Twitter, Instagram. And then follow UK Sports Network on those platforms as well, sharing lots of clips. And then get some coverage from ukathletics.com. That's where all our stuff gets posted, so give those things a follow, and you'll find some great UK athletics coverage.
Awesome, and you heard it from him. He is Curtis Birch. He's the manager of digital and audio content for the University of Kentucky Sports Network, the UK Sports Network, to be exact. So check him out and check out his stuff on the various social media platforms. Curtis, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thank you so much, Ed.
You're welcome, man. We'll be back with more right after this.
Levis will throw on first down. Rolls the pocket. Has a receiver open. Hits him at midfield. Stays in bounds. That's the dynamic Wandale Robinson, the transfer from Nebraska. And he could set all kinds of Kentucky receiving records. But Levis to keep it himself. Goes over to defender, picks up 7 yards. That was first drive of the game. Levis, design draw. Inside the 20, to the 10, he'll score!
Want to bet? The new sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge is now open. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action on all the games. And our state-of-the-art 24-hour betting kiosks make placing your bets at L'Auberge the fastest way to win in town. So grab the crew and place your bets now at the Sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 to enter.
Wrap up the savings now during the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale. Through Wednesday, make everyone's spirit bright with an extra 30% off coupon. Pack more for less with the Protocol Simmons 5-piece luggage set, now $109.99. Plus, get glam and save up to 60% on diamond solitaires and studs. These savings are yours when you use your 30% off coupon. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 12/8. Offers reflect after coupon savings. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Those holiday warm fuzzies you get from gathering with loved ones or lending a hand can last all year long when you choose joy and help empower struggling families in the U.S. and around the world this season. Learn more at worldvision.org.
Wrap up the savings now during the JCPenney Friends and Family Sale. Through Wednesday, make everyone's spirit bright with an extra 30% off coupon. Pack more for less with the Protocol Simmons 5-piece luggage set, now $109.99. Plus, get glam and save up to 60% on diamond solitaires and studs. These savings are yours when you use your 30% off coupon. Joy, comfort, peace. JCPenney. Offers valid on select items through 12/8. Offers reflect after coupon savings. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Want to bet? The new sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge is now open. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action on all the games. And our state-of-the-art 24-hour betting kiosks make placing your bets at L'Auberge the fastest way to win in town. So grab the crew and place your bets now at the sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 to enter.
You know when you order a new video game, or a golf club, or a blender, and then it arrives at your door, you get a little thrill. Imagine how much more thrilling it is when you order a new car. With Nissan at Home, you can shop for the perfect ride and order it without ever having to go anywhere. Sure beats a golf club or a blender. Buy a new car entirely online with Nissan at Home. Deliver direct from dealer to driveway. Thrill starts here. Services may vary at participating dealers, subject to applicable law. See dealer for details.
Whatever business you're in, growth isn't just about getting bigger. At ADP, we believe it's about getting stronger by turning data into insights so you can build teams that work as teams. By using our AI technology to help catch payroll errors before they're errors. And by keeping ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. ADP helps businesses like yours grow stronger every day. ADP, HR talent, time, and payroll.
You know when you order a new video game, or a golf club, or a blender, and then it arrives at your door, you get a little thrill. Imagine how much more thrilling it is when you order a new car. With Nissan at Home, you can shop for the perfect ride and order it without ever having to go anywhere. Sure beats a golf club or a blender. Buy a new car entirely online with Nissan at Home. Deliver direct from dealer to driveway. Thrill starts here. Services may vary at participating dealers, subject to applicable law. See dealer for details.
Stella Rosa Wines is giving you another reason to celebrate this holiday season. You have the chance at winning $500 for yourself. And surprise a loved one of yours by giving them $500 of their own. Just text WISH to 60688 to enter. Must be 21 plus. Standard message and data rates apply. Please celebrate responsibly.
Celebrate.
Want to bet? The new sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge is now open. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action on all the games. And our state-of-the-art 24-hour betting kiosks make placing your bets at L'Auberge the fastest way to win in town. So grab the crew and place your bets now at the sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 to enter. Want to bet? The new sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge is now open. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action on all the games. And our state-of-the-art 24-hour betting kiosks make placing your bets at L'Auberge the fastest way to win in town. So grab the crew and place your bets now at the sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 to enter.
Hello, parents. It's Mr. Jim, and I want to invite your kids to listen to Kids Short Stories. You see, kids all around the world listen to Kids Short Stories and send in their ideas. And every single day, I create a brand new story about them finding treasure, stopping the bad guy, or flying on a unicorn. If you're looking to cut down on screen time, search for Mr. Jim. So listen to Kids Short Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to bet? The new sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge is now open. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action on all the games. And our state-of-the-art 24-hour betting kiosks make placing your bets at L'Auberge the fastest way to win in town. So grab the crew and place your bets now at the sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 to enter.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
"Beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO."
Or,
"Yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy."
Or it may be even subtler, like,
"Speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money."
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
And now it's GEICO's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Before you ride, make sure your mirrors are clean and adjusted properly. And if you're going on a group ride, make sure the lead biker knows where they're going.
Ed, quick question. Where are you taking us?
Oh, I have no idea. Well, am I the leader? Because I was following that dude with the red helmet. Where is he?
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, GEICO could save you 15% or more.
Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. Underwear is the second, shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy. Socks are the number one most requested item in homeless shelters. Underwear is the second, shirts are third. At Bombas, socks were first, made with comfortable details for everyday wearing. Then underwear and shirts too, all designed to perfectly fit. At Bombas, every item you purchase means you're donating an essential clothing item to someone in need. One comfortable clothing item for you, one donated to someone in need. Bombas, comfort for all. Get 20% off your purchase at bombas.com/comfy.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
"Beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO."
Or,
"Yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy."
Or it may be even subtler like,
"Speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money."
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
And now it's GEICO's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Before you ride, make sure your mirrors are clean and adjusted properly. And if you're going on a group ride, make sure the lead biker knows where they're going.
Ed, quick question. Where are you taking us?
Oh, I have no idea. Well, am I the leader? Because I was following that dude with the red helmet. Where is he?
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, GEICO could save you 15% or more.
Want to bet? The new sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge is now open. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action on all the games. And our state-of-the-art 24-hour betting kiosks make placing your bets at L'Auberge the fastest way to win in town. So grab the crew and place your bets now
at the Sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 to enter.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO.
Or,
yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy.
Or it may be even subtler, like,
speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
And now it's GEICO's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Before you ride, make sure your mirrors are clean and adjusted properly. And if you're going on a group ride, make sure the lead biker knows where they're going.
Ed, quick question. Where are you taking us?
Oh, I have no idea. Well, am I the leader? Because I was following that dude with the red helmet. Where is he?
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, GEICO could save you 15% or more.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? They may drop little hints like,
beautiful day out. Even more beautiful since we saved by bundling our home and car insurance with GEICO.
Or,
yard work is hard. Much harder than bundling with GEICO, which was easy.
Or it may be even subtler, like,
speaking of burgers, we bundled our home and car insurance with GEICO and saved a bunch of money.
Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
And now it's GEICO's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Before you ride, make sure your mirrors are clean and adjusted properly. And if you're going on a group ride, make sure the lead biker knows where they're going.
Ed, quick question. Where are you taking us?
Oh, I have no idea. Well, am I the leader? Because I was following that dude with the red helmet. Where is he?
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, GEICO could save you 15% or more.
Want to bet? The new sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge is now open. We're your 50-yard line behind home plate center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action on all the games. And our state-of-the-art 24-hour betting kiosks make placing your bets at L'Auberge the fastest way to win in town. So grab the crew and place your bets now at the Sportsbook at L'Auberge Baton Rouge. Must be 21 to enter.
Hello, parents. It's Mr. Jim, and I want to invite your kids to listen to Kids Short Stories. You see, kids all around the world listen to Kids Short Stories and send in their ideas. And every single day, I create a brand new story about them finding treasure, stopping the bad guy, or flying on a unicorn. If you're looking to cut down on screen time, search for Mr. Jim. So listen to Kid Short Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Curtis Birch. He is the digital and audio content manager for the University of Kentucky Sports Network, the UK Sports Network. Check out Curtis and his work with the UK Sports Network, covering anything and everything athletics and athletics related to the University of Kentucky. And until next time, I'm Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
If you're a migraine sufferer, we have incredible news for you. Nurtec ODT Remegipant 75 milligrams is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines. Just one quick dissolve tablet can start fast and can last for up to 48 hours, helping you take control of your migraine whenever, wherever. Simply wonderful. Don't take if allergic to Nurtec. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety prescribing and patient information, visit NURTEC.com. Ask your doctor about Nurtec today.
At 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating, our comfort specialists can handle any heater repair. Just call 855-1-HOUR or visit 1HourAir.com.
Always on time, or you don't pay time.
Independently owned and operated, licensed in their respective state or county.